Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Nick and Jonathan back on the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We got plenty to get to with Pete and Ohio State in about 15 minutes. We will also get into the Ohio State conversation at 6. We got Cash Lovett coming up at 6:30 with his picks for the week, as always. But I missed Albert Breer yesterday. Did you jam him up at all about his, I go on Cleveland Sports Talk all the time.
I did, but the way that I presented it, I said, you know, on your podcast and everything like that, you'd mentioned Nick and all that other stuff or whatever. And I'm convinced he only heard or thought that I was referencing just the convo last week here.
Mm.
Because he's like, oh, that was fun last week, wasn't that? And then just kind of briefly moved on.
Yeah, that's a good move by Albert.
Yeah.
That's good. Because you, and by the way, good move by you. This is the trust tree with the nest. Because you could have put his nose in it. You could have. But you were a gentleman about it, and that's the way you make friends. That's the way we make lifelong friends in this business. Not that I would know. That being said, because I always rub somebody's nose in it. I rub my own nose in it.
Yeah, but then you send a nice tweet about it, and all of a sudden you're back to Ross's number one. Mm. The way it was always meant to be.
Mm. Still didn't get that shout out on air, though.
I know, and there was so many opportunities in that game that he could have dropped it, and I was just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, and then you realize Ross is making some business decisions out here, isn't he?
Hey, you can't hate it. As long as we're his lackeys when he's replacing Romo in a year.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, not as spotters. We're just like guys that, I'm like his turtle. You're like, no, I'd like to be his E, and you can be his turtle.
How about, like, I'm the guy that films the press box food that he goes and usually films, and then I can just, like, pretend that that's him filming it, and then he can voice over it?
And then I'm the guy that's like, that's great stuff, Ross.
Yeah, always
that's
great.
That's really great,
this is
man.
Why Romo sucks and you don't.
And then just be like, and your hair's better, too.
Yeah.
Because it is, because it's real. That being said, Albert Breer was on the station yesterday, and there was a slight corner turned when it came to Shador. Even it ended the same damn place that it always ends with Albert.
I think the discourse is still, like, that bleep crazy. But, like, I think you saw some things where you want to see more. You know, like, sort of my thought coming out of it was, you know, first of all, like, that's a bad Raiders team and the defense carried you. And great, you know what I mean? Like, I think that part of it shouldn't be forgotten. Myles Garrett was unbelievable. And, you know, just as far as Shador in a vacuum, like, I think you saw a few things that, like, would make you want to get a second look and see it against a better opponent and give him another week in practice. And now you build and you see where you can go with it, you know? I think I've said this a few times to you guys. I don't think the quarterback for next year is on the roster right now. And you have runway with Shador where he's under contract for another 3 years. So, you know, I think you saw that he brought some juice. And, you know, the throw to Bond was a highlight, of course. I think, like, it makes you want to see, like, a little bit more. So, you know, we'll see a little bit more this week and see where it takes it.
So, I think some Shador fans, I understand why some Shador fans might hear that clip and go, oh, you can't give our guy any credit. And my response would be, that's as much as the guys who have been staunchly anti-Shador are going to give you after one start.
Yeah, no, and that was fine. Listen, I really thought a couple things. I like that we started off talking about Ross a little bit because Ross acted like he had the greatest time with Shador in that the pregame meeting that they had. Apparently, pregame meetings with Ross go a long way with Ross,
I think that sounds about right.
And so, I mean, he came out smelling like roses after that one. And you can hear the interview with us, obviously, Odyssey Rewind. But between
220 that, today, by the way.
Between that and then Albert, like, that was it. That is as much as you're going to get from Albert right now. But Albert did this whole feature on Joel Bitonio, and Bitonio talking about Shador showing up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get all this extra work in. And I think it's funny and interesting how the people that then get around Shador and around the people around Shador on a consistent basis, they all start to become believers in certain facets in certain ways. Like Albert did some digging. That's why he had that whole story on the MMQB.com. He did some real digging, and the best he could find was the idea of, oh, the man works really hard. Like Shador's really a really hard worker. He takes this serious. He's not a clown. He makes jokes, but he takes this serious. And so I think that two of the top people we have on the station as guests both spend significant time either with Shador or around people that are spend a lot of time around Shador. And in the past week, they've all walked away really impressed.
Well, and those guys aren't going to go from, I don't think he's an NFL quarterback, or I think this is overblown, to he's the future overnight. And I think Shador fans have to understand there's a chance that some of those guys don't get there in the next six games, no matter how good it looks for Shador. But I do think this 49ers game represents an opportunity where, because they're a playoff caliber team, because they're one of the chosen franchises in the NFL, especially with Shanahan, but just in general over the last 50 years, the way they've been run, like, this is an opportunity that if Shador continues to play reasonably well, that you're going to slowly but surely convert people over. And the same thing with Stefanski, by the way. It will not happen overnight. Unless Shador drops like 350 on San Fran and he's just one after another, great pass in the pocket. And yeah, I mean, this is a just runaway win. It's the Miami win, two times over.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you're going to win people over in the NFL. And that's a statement on how much Shador has to make up for whatever preconceived issues people have with them. People went really hard in the paint against Shador. They're not just going to flip the switch and be like, well, I was wrong, without significant evidence. And this San Fran game, it presents a little bit more evidence.
By the way, I think it's totally fair. You know, like you shouldn't. If you believed one thing about Shador, one game against the Raiders shouldn't all of a sudden have you flipped in a completely different direction. Like, this should take time. This should be a building process. But the 49ers are, it's a great opportunity. Now, I don't know what the snow is going to be like in that game. It's supposed to be like 2 inches tonight. It's supposed to be a heavy snow day tonight. And then by Sunday, it's supposed to be a really bad weather game. Don't love that development. Mm-hmm. But go out there and win.
Yeah, I just look at... it's interesting. Like, I look at the Shador Stefanski stuff and the Shador, the Browns, the Shador and the detractor stuff is kind of an opportunity of at least that door's open now.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of look at the Shador and Stefanski thing as Kevin's chance to get what he got wrong with Baker right with another quarterback. And listen, they are two different quarterbacks. One guy was the number one pick in the NFL draft. Another guy was thought to be a second or third round pick value that win the fifth round. So, talent-wise, we're not talking about the exact same quarterback. However, I do think, like, Kevin struggled with Baker's immaturity. Kevin struggled with the fact that Baker was a leader unto himself and didn't just follow what Kevin said. He struggled with the fact that Baker didn't just want to play within a pre-scheduled offense or an on-time offense. He wanted to do things off-schedule, right? Well, these are all the same conversations we're having with Shador. And honestly, even Shador's personality, which it's been interesting to watch people and, you know, oh, he's not serious enough, or he's not this enough, or he's not that enough. Those were the same damn things we said about Baker.
Right.
And so, like, to me, I look at Shador as some extension of where I think Kevin didn't help Baker be here long term and say, okay, fix it. He's not your perfect quarterback. Who gives a rat's ass? You can win with this guy if you really put the work in and buy into him. That's what I think this San Francisco game also kind of affords you.
Yeah, I just, and they don't have to do it one step at a time. Like another thing Albert was getting on, though, and kind of in the lane that you're talking about is he went down this whole track about basically how guys like Baker, but he mentioned Josh Allen, he mentioned Patrick Mahomes, he mentioned some of those type of players, and the third quarterback game was Joe Burrow, and he mentioned how like relatable they are. And just how they were just relatable humans, and that maybe Shador misses some of that with people because of his how he was grown up and the surroundings and everything like that. And I don't know how much of that is true, how much of that isn't true. But what I do know is that when you watched on Sunday, it felt like those players related to Shador in a big way.
Yeah,
it felt like they got it. And so like if you're just going to be blind to that and the idea, it's why I love that visual of Myles Garrett on the sidelines, just looking like, did I just see what I just saw? Like stuff like that. It stays with guys, and it is that 7 a.m. workout that he has with all the offensive players that Joel Bitonio happened to be walking in on. Moments like that, that like you might not seem the most relatable because you grew up, you know, Dion being your dad, but you can do it in other ways. You can find inroads.
Well, and I think like kind of like Baker, when Baker came in, that was the right guy at the right time with the right attitude that fit this town. Shador isn't one for one the same guy that Baker is, but they represent that same spark. And for whatever reason, under Jimmy Haslam, those are the kind of guys that are going to elevate you, right? The guy who doesn't walk, talk, and act like the stereo. He doesn't do what Tom Brady did, where he just bored you to tears. He doesn't do what other great quarterbacks do, because that's just not who they are. That's not how they're wired. And unless you get that guy in the draft, and you're not in the position to do it right now, this is the kind of guy that I think does have a chance, because it's almost like all the crap that comes with being a Browns quarterback, he doesn't care about.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought you needed somebody different in order to turn this thing around with the Browns anyway. And that's why, but there's so many similarities. That's why every convo feels like there's always there's something with Baker Mayfield that just looms. And it's not the idea that Baker was here and we went through 4 years with Baker. It's the idea that they carry a lot of the same traits. The two of them just do. And so like the parallels are there, and the idea that they are wired just a little bit different.
216-474-0092. What do you want out of Shador and Stefanski's relationship? Pete Futek walks us through the game, Ohio State, Michigan, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Back on Afternoon Drive, we got Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
In just about 40 minutes here, he'll give us his picks for the week, but our next guest is going to be able to give us the inside skinny on Ohio State, Michigan. Quite frankly, the only rivalry game that matters in all of college athletics. All others are merely like a C-level rivalry compared to this one. I'm sure he'll agree with that. Pete Futek, College Football News, as he does every single week. Today it's a Wednesday at 5:40. On the Fan Hotline right now, Pete, welcome to the show.
It's not even close. I mean, it's the biggest rivalry in sports. It's bigger than Bears-Packers because they play it a couple times. It's bigger than Yankees-Red Sox because they play it every weekend on ESPN. You know, bigger than Coke and Pepsi. It's the biggest. It's because it's so twisted and not necessarily in a good way. It's like an unhealthy rivalry.
Well, I mean, Coke and Pepsi hasn't been a rivalry in a long time there, Pete.
Yeah, it's kind of over, I know. But it's, you know, like, look, I just in Alabama. Alabama, Auburn, you know, has lived that for, you know, for since forever. But that's such a big brother, little brother.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They're saying it's not quite the same, you know, but this is, you know, two superpowers. And this is it, you know. You guys know better than anybody else. We've all gone through this for, you know, as long as I've been on, you know, with you guys, including last year during the dark times when, you know, Ohio State might win the national championship, but kind of better win this game. Otherwise, you know, basically not going to be too happy.
So why do you think the Southern barely literate college fan tries to safeguard other rivalries and put them? Is it just insecurity and, you know, mild stupidity?
And nothing else to do. Look, you know, the whole it just means more. Yeah, because, you know, there's literally nothing to do other than, you know, in some of these places. So, you know, it's not about big cities and things like that. So it does mean more if you don't have pro teams in a lot of these spots. So it's a bigger national thing. It's like, again, two monster, major, humongous, giant schools with, you know, 150 years of you know, history behind each one of them. And, you know, it's the Big Ten. It's bigger. It's always that morning game on Saturday or in some parts of the country. And it's just the biggest thing going. And, you know, plus it always means more because for national championships and everything like that, look, if Michigan wins this and, you know, Washington beats Oregon, well, Michigan's playing for the Big Ten championship. So, you know, they win this. There's a great argument that it should belong at 10-2 in the college football playoff. You know, beyond just the, you know, making, you know, Ohio State people go out of their minds again and owning this rivalry. I mean, it's just there's so much to this thing.
All right, Pete. Well, on that note, then, if Michigan plays their A-plus game, what game can Ohio State play and still win?
Last year, you know, C-plus, B-minus. I mean, Ohio State does better. You know, but like, look, the crazy, but again, you guys, again, no better than anybody else. Everyone forgets. It kind of got memory dumped as many, you know, these radio things that I've done over the last week or so. Everyone completely forgot that last year's Michigan team literally could not complete a forward pass. They won with like 3 yards of total offense or whatever it was. They dominated. They had no passing game last year, and they still found a way to win. So I think this is a different Ohio State team. I think last year's team was far better, more talent, more experience. But they're also, you know, more kind of like freakish because they hadn't won a national championship yet. This coaching staff, I know it's new at several spots, but at least with Ryan Day, it just seems more calm, more even keel. So Ohio State, as long as it just doesn't royally screw up, and I know what this means, but just treat it like another game because it is. You know, look, again, nothing is the argument theoretical. It's not the worst thing in the world if they didn't play in the Big Ten championship. It's actually a plus in a lot of ways. Now, of course, that's not true because you got to win this game to make everyone around there happy. But you know what? If they just come out and just play their regular game and don't screw it up, they'll be fine.
Pete, when it comes down to it, Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith both have a decent odds to win this year's Heisman. Of course, you need the Heisman moment, which then presents you the Michigan game. Which player do you think has a better chance of having their Heisman moment, despite being linked together in this Michigan game, Julian Sain or Jeremiah Smith?
Smith, because I don't – look, I say this as a Heisman voter. This is the worst Heisman race ever. There's nobody. I mean, my problem with Sain, to me, in my pretentious way, it's always, who is the signature guy of the college football season? And, you know, to me, I guess it was Travis Hunter, even though he was on my ballot last year. But, like, yeah, it's this and who wins the who does well in their conference championships. And this year, finally, the Heisman ballots, you can't put in your Heisman ballot until next week, Friday. So you're not going to get if you're like the Jeremiah Love types, forget it because he's not going to be on TV really. No one's going to watch the Stanford game and he doesn't have a conference championship. So it is what they do in this game and the Big Ten championship against Indiana most likely. And they're saying there's, you know, Mendoza, if Ty Simpson goes crazy against Auburn, maybe there's him or maybe there's Dante Moore. I mean, there's the quarterback one's going to be split up and, you know, there's a little bit of Gino Toretta thing happening with Julian Sain here. He's the best player on the best team, but there's like 10 other guys on the team better than him. So if Smith goes off, he stands out a little bit more because there isn't another wide receiver out there like him, and there really isn't another position player out there like him.
even though I'll still argue that Caleb Downs is actually the best football player on this team.
What's your problem with this class? Jeremiah Love is a bona fide Heisman candidate. Fernando Mendoza is a bona fide. Is it just because he plays at Indiana? Be honest, Pete.
No, it's just because there's no guy who's standing out doing anything at a humongously crazy level. Again, you know, Travis Hunter, not on my ballot, but I got it. You know, he's the guy who played, he was arguably one of the best wide receivers in the country, won the Blitnikoff, one of the best defensive backs. I got it, even though Shador was better on that team last year, and that's why he's on my ballot. But there isn't that guy who's, like, had the monster Heisman moment. There's nothing there. Like, give me the one big Julian Sain Heisman moment. Now, Jeremiah Love, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, he's cranking out 90-yard touchdown runs. I mean, they are dominating, helped by him. So I have no problem with him. But there's just not that signature guy who has captivated the nation and been like, yeah, that's the guy. Most, you know, back to your thing about, you know, people in the South probably haven't watched Julian Sain play because, let's be honest here, Ohio State hasn't played a meaningful game in months. You know, so, like, yeah, they're on the highlights, but does anybody watch Ohio State? The numbers would say not really. But so there's just not that one guy who's just taken this season by storm, like a Johnny Manziel or a Lamar Jackson, or, you know, someone's like, yeah, that's the guy of the 2025 college football season.
Let me ask you this, Pete, because I'm trying to figure out more about Michigan than for this weekend, mainly because, you know, 9.5-point spread is hardly the 21.5-point spread it was last year. But, like, clearly they've gotten better. I don't know what to make of Bryce Underwood. I really don't. It doesn't seem like they have much of a passing offense. But what do you see with this Michigan team? What do they do well?
They're just, again, their lines are good. They're still talented. I mean, it's Michigan. So they've got NFL talent. They've got the guys. It's not like it's that much worse than Michigan talent-wise. And certainly Underwood is very good. Defense is still great. You know, they don't screw up. They run the ball extremely well. The offensive line is terrific. And I think the main hesitation here about Michigan is it's a little more battle-tested. But in the two real giant games it played, Oklahoma and USC, they just didn't have the firepower. They need this game to stay close. And so there's kind of two ways to look at this. If you're Ohio State, you really want to get up early. Because if it's all of a sudden it's like 10-3 and it's late in the second quarter, it's going to be like, uh-oh, you know, Ed, they're still in this game and we've been there before and done that. But if they hit a couple big plays early and make Underwood start to throw a little bit, that's when they get off their game a little bit. So I'm getting the sense that this isn't going to be any sort. I know if Ohio State wins, it's going to be this big cathartic exhale moment for Ohio State Nation, stuff like that. But I don't see this being anything spectacular. I think it's very workmanlike, very even keel. They're not going to make any mistakes. They're not going to take any chances whatsoever. Last year, they were too cautious to a fault, and it cost them the game. This year, I think they have to open up a little bit more, because last year's Michigan team was not going to score. And so they kind of took it too easy. This year, just don't make mistakes. Don't give Michigan a short field and hold them to field goals instead of touchdowns. And if you can get to 23 points, you pretty much have this without, you know, breaking a sweat.
Pete, who in the hell is Bob Chesney, and why isn't he the director of sales for shower curtain rings?
And don't say Kenny's cousin either.
Yeah, and don't say Kenny's cousin either.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here in the whole background of all the different things happening in college football. But it's an interesting time for the sport, and there's a lot of screaming, a lot of yelling, a lot of politicking, but look, at the end of the day, these games this weekend are still fun. The college football playoff is going to expand at some point, just not this year. Everyone thinks their conference is great. Everyone thinks their teams are great. And everyone's just talking a big game right now.
She thinks my O-line is sexy.
Hey, he did it.
Is that a song?
He did it.
Yeah, nice. Because New World. Yeah, no, it's an interesting time. I mean, because...
Pete, you're being very diplomatic.
Seriously. You don't. It's
Bob
okay.
Chesney. That's a creator coach on NCAA 2013.
How far has UCLA fallen that it's like Tommy Rees and then a made up guy that might sell insurance?
I know. It's this is where we're at right now. But and meanwhile, what is the biggest storyline this weekend? It's not Michigan Ohio State. It's not Alabama Auburn. It's not that, you know what, Notre Dame and Alabama are not safe. If BYU, by the way, if BYU gets the Big 12 championship and wins it at 12 and goes 12-1, Alabama or Notre Dame are out. You know, one of those teams is not safe. It's not any of those stories. You're talking about the fictional, you know, coaching reality show, actually non-fictional coaching reality show, that is Lane Kiffin, which is going to be the biggest storyline because he's holding America hostage with his announcement that's going to come after the Egg Bowl. So the whole coaching world has come completely out of this world.
All right. When Bob Chesney gets that job, you jam that son of a gun up on the press conference. Pete, you're the best, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Later. Have a good one, guys.
Pete Futek there. He agrees. He doesn't want to say it. He agrees Bob Chesney is a ridiculous idea. It's ridiculous.
Is anybody refuting that Bob Chesney is a ridiculous idea?
No, that's pissing me off. Everybody,
you want someone to come, even people like James Madison can't come to his
defense. This jabroni is going to get a major Power 4 job, and $70 million, and everyone's just going to be like, yeah, this is dumb.
So now
we're just going to let it happen?
Now that Pete's off the phone, can we have a trust stream moment there? I don't know that he knew that Bob Chesney, I don't know that he connected those dots at all.
Oh, Bob and Kenny?
No, like Bob Chesney. I think he thought you were talking about like some like college football higher up guy or something. I don't think he connected those, like the James Madison dots.
Yes.
And I don't blame him, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I think 99.9% of people listening don't connect those dots.
And nobody knows who the hell followed Kurt Cignetti at James Madison.
And like Pete knows everything in college football.
Yes.
I've told you for years, I've learned more from Pete in college football than anybody. But like, who knows who James Madison's coach is?
Also,
that's an insane thing to know off the top of your head.
You should never know a name's
Bob
Chesney.
Unless you went to James Madison, you don't know that answer.
Unless he's selling you insurance or doing your taxes and doing it well. He's not just a guy that's just mucking his way through.
I really wanted Bob Chesney to be fat, though, in this equation.
I really wanted him to be like Bob Newby from
Stranger
Things.
Him looking like Dan Lanning isn't great. It's not a great development.
Yeah, you saw the one picture. He looks like a dumb.
Well, he looks wrecked at this point. Like man has lived.
Yeah, he has. And not
that
well.
That man's been to a couple different frat parties at James Madison.
Blackout Wednesday.
Yeah, he's still. Drinksgiving is an everyday thing for him. All right, that was too far.
Yeah, okay. It was too much. Right. Come on. We've got decorum.
We didn't want to go Sarkeesian on him.
Come on now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.